have sometimes suffered in their personal lives the most grievous tests that one can imagine. And when I know that, then I appreciate these are not people who have done so much for the Lord because the Lord has allowed them to go through on bed of roses, but these are people who have learned by what they have experienced, the tests that they have experienced, to endure and to keep on. You know, habits are so important, aren't they? We speak of the trained athlete as having muscle memory. You know, we're all now caught up into the various championship games. Perhaps you watched Alabama and who was the other one? I told you you watched. Alabama and Georgia, and part of the games yesterday and this afternoon, you're thinking, I hope the preacher knows their games today. And you see these guys who reach out with one hand and catch it with one hand, and you think, how do they do that? Well, that isn't the first time they've done that. They have practiced for months and months to be at that location and be able to reach out with one hand. And it's called muscle memory. It isn't that they stop and think, well, you know, that thing looks, I better catch that with one hand. It's just an instinct through practice and through habit that they have learned. And that's the way it is spiritually too. We don't always have time to stop and think and ponder. But we need to have our spiritual habits ingrained in us so that we simply react out of spiritual memory. Why don't we persevere? Why is it so easy to quit? Well, people have quit too soon. There's a wonderful story. It's just a little vignette in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee, and he sees a couple of boats, and he observes some guys who are very tired, disgusted. One or two may be using some vulgar language to express what they had just gone through, because they'd been fishing all night, and they didn't catch anything. Jesus wanted to teach the crowd that was gathered at the beachside, and so he asked Simon